From WPWN, the top of the news for Sunday, May 17th. Amtrak expects to resume full service in the Northeast Corridor by Wednesday, following the derailment last Tuesday of a train headed from Washington to New York, in which 8 people were killed and about 200 injured. The accident took place just north of Philadelphia. The train accelerated to 106 miles per hour before entering a curve in the tracks where the speed limit is 50 miles per hour. The NTSB and FBI are trying to determine whether the train had been struck by an object just before it derailed. Two other trains passing through the area are reported to have been hit by a projectile or shot at. Over this weekend, Amtrak has been installing a positive speed control system in the area where the derailment occurred. The installation of the automatic train control system to slow speeding trains follows an order by the Federal Railroad Administration to Amtrak to take immediate steps to improve safety on the busy Northeast Corridor. In Washington, National Security Council spokeswoman Bernadette Meehan says President Obama authorized Saturday's raid into Syria, in which senior ISIS leader Abu Sayyaf was killed, upon the unanimous recommendation of his national security team. She said the president acted after all the pieces were in place for the operation to succeed. Sayyaf was described as the banker for ISIS, raising money through the group's control of illicit oil and gas operations. He was also involved with the group's military operations. His wife was captured and has been undergoing interrogation. Two Palestinians have been canonized as saints of the Roman Catholic Church. Some 2,000 Palestinians joined the crowds in the Vatican's St. Peter's Square on Sunday to sing and pray and celebrate their saints. Pope Francis addressed the gathering, paying tribute to the two new saints. In Cairo yesterday, former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi was sentenced in court to death, the latest setback for the ousted leader of Egypt. He was convicted in a 2011 prison break, along with more than 100 others who also received death sentences. In his weekend radio and internet address, President Obama said his trip tomorrow to Camden, New Jersey, is designed to call attention to things that can be done to help the police do their jobs more safely and reduce crime in the process. Camden was selected because it has made progress reducing the high crime rate of the past by building trust between law enforcement and the community. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, a contender for the Republican nomination for president, says U.S. intervention to overthrow dictators such as Saddam Hussein is not always a good idea. On NBC's Meet the Press Sunday, Paul said, while the world would not be a better place if Saddam Hussein were still in power, we might not be experiencing the current chaos in Iraq had the U.S. not intervened. Paul said, sometimes intervening in other countries' affairs has unintended consequences. On Fox News Sunday, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio, another contender for the Republican presidential nomination, said he doesn't blame former President George W. Bush for the decision to invade Iraq. Rubio said, quote, he made the right decision based on the information he had at that time, unquote. At least 19 tornadoes touched down as a powerful storm system stretched from Texas to Minnesota Saturday night into Sunday morning. The storm system also produced flash floods and hail the size of baseballs. Thousands of residential and business customers lost power. There were no immediate reports of deaths or injuries. The New York metro area weather for Sunday, May 17th, generally cloudy, high temperature 84 degrees, wind light and variable, and about a 10% chance of rain this afternoon. For Monday, mostly cloudy, high 69, chance of rain 20%. And that's the top of the news from WPWN. I'm Peter Katz.